once again, here's Cobra.
Well, it appears we have the potential smoking gun in the case that is rocking the Metroplex, the Botham Jean Amber Geiger case. Geiger, of course, went into Jean's apartment thinking it was her own and shot Jean, who she thought was an intruder. Now they're saying that the locks that are both on Geiger's apartment and, or I guess the lock system, the entirety of it. And I've never heard of this before, but I guess, you know, in this world that we live in today, sports, that this exists, where these systems in each one of the doors, data is stored. Now, I don't know if data is stored within the locks themselves or if it goes somewhere else, but they're saying that, according to the district attorney, they're going to pull both of these locks in both apartments, and it will be able to show whether or not she unlocked her own door before going into his apartment, and it would also show whether or not she placed her key at all in his door. That'll tell you a lot right there.
I told you. Give them time. They're going to get to the bottom of this, one way or the other.
Bottom.
It says it's unclear whether the data would show whether Jean unlocked the door from the inside around the same time of the shooting. If data stored inside the locks does show that his door was locked, it would support statements by his family saying that witnesses had heard someone banging on the door shouting, "Let me in."
And we still don't know if there are hallway cameras. You can't tell me that there's not some type of surveillance in those hallways, right?
You would think.
In a newer building like that, you would think.
I want that if I'm living there. Especially when that's the only access you have to your place. When you have cameras there in case there was a robbery or something.
You would think, again, though, like, you know, nowadays maybe things are different. And but like, you know, in the time of my apartment dwelling, that's the last thing that I ever thought of. Like, hey, you guys have security cameras.
Well, the reason being is their data and storage and even the hardware, it's all so inexpensive now.
True.
It costs nothing to mount
those things. You're right. They say that the electronic lock that resembles the ones at that apartment complex stores data on 200 entries, and then it resets itself.
Hmm.
It's made by the Swiss company known as Dormakaba. Which sounds like some a Van Damme movie from the 90s.
Or a Jefferson Airplane guitar player.
Or a Steve Miller song. Dorma, Dorma, Macabra.
What's the Jefferson Airplane?
Jorma Kalkonen?
Yeah. Dorma Kaba. Or the lock, like the ones used in both of their apartments, is accessed with an RFID key, a key that uses radio frequency identification. Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty space age.
Man. So much better than a key, though. Keys suck. Like, real keys. Yeah, I mean, there's going to come a time here in the not-too-distant future where my grandkids or something aren't going to know. They're not going to know what a key is. Like, an actual key.
Yeah.
Those aren't going to exist. No one's going to have them. What? I mean, maybe a safety deposit box, a locker, maybe at a gym or something like that would have a little key. But, I mean, everything is going to be electronic.
Gym.
So there's never going to be a car key. And, I mean, think about
I don't even have one of those now.
What?
Car key.
No. I mean, if you have a car that is...
You got a fob that you stick in your pocket, and when you get close enough, it allows you to get in and start. All that stuff, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, what year did the actual key go away?
Mine is an 11, and I've got that thing. So it's been going on for a while.
Yeah, I would say since 08.
Yeah.
So there's probably not that many cars out there on the road still. I mean, there's tons of cars that are, you know, I know that they're still out there. But, I mean, in general, you're going to be hard-pressed to find that many cars on the road that require an actual key.
I feel very unsteady and uncertain without a key.
Why?
I just do.
You mean like inserting a key into your column?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Man.
Still. And it's been a decade.
Thereabouts.
Well, you know what? When my grandparents were kids, they probably never saw a time when they wouldn't ride a horse to go to the grocery store.
And you know what they said? I feel very uncertain, not on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And unsteady.
Right. I ain't ever getting one of them newfangled automobiles. It's me and horse.
You went from the hand crank in the front to the key and freaked them out.
Probably so. Do you have key for your home?
Yeah.
A real key.
I do too. Do you?
No.
You don't use regular... Oh, but you've got some big security thing, don't you?
We got this
that like is key.
Side yard area. I don't have a key. Like,
how do you get in? Fart?
Code.
Fart recognition?
That'd be great.
You just walk
up? What George has.
They let you in?
Right. It's a retinal scan.
So is it a thumbprint or a keypad?
Keypad.
I bet I can guess your code. 6969.
Every time.
All day long.
Works every time.
That's the Dunham. That's Dunham Manor.
Well, hey, Dad.
Taco period.
That's his announcement.
Man, if I could fart La Cucaracha, I would do it 100 times a day.
I would give up any talent that I have.
Yeah.
Any talent that I have to be able to fart La Cucaracha on command.
Or Dixie?
No, that's a little racist. Give me La Cucaracha. I mean, you want to end a date, a bad date? That's it.
Right.
Hey, I want to... There you go.
Listen how staggered that sounds, dude.
One more time.
It's so fluid. It's like that. It's like that the guy trying to fart Dixie, like he's in double A right now, you know? Yeah, and the guy doing La Cucaracha, he's like a tenured Major League 5-tool guy.
Yeah, he's hitting 40 a year.
Okay.
God. You wish you could do that, Mike?
No.
What do you mean, no? You would be a hero to so many.
I don't think farting makes you a hero.
That would.
If I were you, I would give up my legacy at the ticket just to be able to do that whenever I wanted. At a job interview, on a date, at a funeral, at your wedding.
Everyone. And then you would be that guy, you know? You know how like...
I'd be rich.
You know, Sturm's got the friend that can fart on command.
Yes. But he can't do that.
No, but I mean, like, everywhere that they go, he's like, dude, just do it. Like, they get in an elevator with a bunch of people, and then he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I just can't help myself, you know? But imagine that the next level. How great that would be.
At the grocery store, you're checking out. I'm sorry, did you just pass gas to the tune of La Cucaracha? Yes.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Oh, man.
What were we talking about?
Keys.
Murder. Of some sort. They let those guys out, by the way. The nine. The Arlington Nine. That were blocking traffic before the game.
I don't like traffic.
You know what? You got to pay to do something like that. Like, it ain't cheap. Okay, it's not that bad. Each had bail set it for $100. These are the ones that block traffic on Randall Mill and Collins in front of the Cowboy game to protest Botham Jean's killing. $100. That's it. But then is it on your record forever? Like, are you known as, can you get a job because you're the guy, the protest guy?
I think it's a misdemeanor.
Like, you know.
You get a job, you can vote, you can...
You can.
Yeah. You're not convicted of a felony.
Anybody who's going to do that anyway wouldn't care about something like that.
I'm sorry, what?
What does that mean?
Anybody who's going to protest something like that, that's probably secondary to them.
I don't know.
You know what? That's the racist meter. From now on, anytime we get deep South Rhines, you're going to fire off the sounder.
Yeah.
And we'll speed it up little by little for different levels, Mike, of your racism.
Just because you protest, and you should have known this from your time in the 60s.
Yeah, stop the war.
Doesn't mean that you don't have any ambition to somehow procure employment at a high level.
Or are you saying that if they're willing to do, to stand up for what they believe in, they find that to be more important than, look, if I have to lose, like the Kaepernick thing, if I have to lose my gig over this, I'm standing up for what's right.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Well, now it is, since you brought it up.
By the way, you're welcome.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Just call me the song better than this. Call me the escape hatch.
Oh man, that was yes, that's what I'm saying. So fast.
You took it the wrong way. You just took it and ran with it.
Uh-huh.
Oh boy.
It's not what I meant.
Uh-huh.
I love you guys.
All right,
let's do one more and then we'll do some CQH. This is CQ. It's happening.
That was really confusing. Let's take a break.